are learning the sixth parak. We're in the middle of the first Mishnah in Perkei Avos, which is discussing the words of Rav Meir that teach us that a person who is Osik b'Torah l'shma, as we just defined, a person that learns Torah for Torah's sake, which means that you want to be able to know exactly what one is supposed to do, how to fulfill the mitzvos, and you have no ulterior motives, then one derives a tremendous amount of benefits, as we discussed yesterday and as we continue now. Merchakto minachet. A person who learns Torah from Lishma will distance themselves from any form of sin, because that's their whole motivation to learn, is to know the proper things to do. Therefore, merkaravto l'deischus. On the other hand, a person is going to end up coming closer to accruing merits. And from this person, people are going to enjoy etza, receiving good advice, counsel, as well as wisdom and strength. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, li etza v'soshia anibina li hagvura. The pasuk tells us that to such an individual who learns Torah, to them they have these qualities within them, and therefore they could give that back to someone else. The person who learns Torah, someone who's very careful with their actions as well as every word that they say, also will be given malchus, being like a king, and also being a ruler. And not necessarily will they be a melech, but on one level it means that they'll be in control over their own actions. Also, when it comes to a ruler, when a ruler tells you something, you're not going to disagree. You're going to listen to exactly what this person says because of the importance of this person. Similarly, when it comes to a person who learns Torah, Lishma, you know that everything that they say is meaningful, and therefore people will be more willing to listen to what they have to say. V'chikor din, v'megalmul razi Torah. You'll also have control and knowledge of the deepest levels of Torah, as well as being able to know how to analyze judgment in a very deep level. V'nase kim ayin hamskaber, v'kenar shena poisek. Also, when a person learns Torah Lishma, you'll be like this, you'll be comparable to this water that continues, this fountain that keeps growing and going higher and higher, and comparable to a river which does not stop, it does not dry out, and it just keeps pouring out and out. So when a person learns a couple more things, that you end up building on those things that you've already learned upon, and it grows almost out of control. The hoiva sinua, the person becomes modest and humble. The more a person knows, generally speaking, the more humble they are. A good definition of finding if a person is not so knowledgeable is you see that they're not always so humble either. A person who has knowledge in general and Torah knowledge specifically, they don't need to toot their own horn because they already are comfortable with who they are, and they also understand the vastness of what they don't know. The erech ruach, also this person is patient, person who is calm, umoichel, but you know that even someone who insults them, they are going to be immediately forgiving of them. They're not going to hold a grudge, especially because they know that that person will receive an avera because of the hurtful things that they did to a Talmud Chacham. So they just forgive them immediately. And finally, the Mishnah tells us such a person, Migdalto Miramto Al Kolamas, and the Torah makes him great and exalts him above all other things, which means that when a person learns Torah, you realize that that is a priority, that's what's important, and therefore the other things in this world which are secondary remain secondary.